A reading from the book of Proverbs. The wisdom of God cries aloud. The Lord created me when his purpose first unfolded, before the oldest of his works. From everlasting I was firmly set, from the beginning, before earth became into being. The deep was not when I was born. There were no springs to gush with water. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills, I came to birth. Before he made the earth, the countryside, or the first grains of the world's dust, when he fixed the heavens firm, I was there. When he drew a ring on the surface of the deep, when he thickened the clouds above, when he fixed fast the springs of the deep, when he assigned the sea its boundaries, and the waters will not invade the shore, when he laid down the foundations of the earth, I was by his side, a master craftsman, delighting him day after day, ever at play in his presence, at play everywhere in his world, delighting to be with the sons of men. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to the Lord.
How great is your name, O Lord our God, through all the earth. How great is your name, O Lord our God, through all the earth. When I see the heavens, the work of your hands, the moon and the stars which you arranged, what is man that you should keep him in mind? Mortal man that you care for him. How great is your name, O Lord our God, through all the earth. Yet you have made him little less than a gold. With glory and honor you crowned him, gave him power over the works of your hand, put all things under his feet. How great is your name, O Lord our God, through all the earth. All of them, sheep and cattle, yes, even the savage beasts, birds of the air and fish that make their way through the waters. How great is your name, O Lord our God, through all the earth.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, by faith we are judged righteous and at peace with God. Since it is by faith and through Jesus that we have entered this state of grace, in which we can boast about looking forward to God's glory. But that is not all we can boast about. We can boast about our sufferings. These sufferings bring patience, as we know, and patience brings perseverance. And perseverance brings hope. And this hope is not deceptive, because the love of God has been poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, which has been given us. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, I still have many things to say to you, but they would be too much for you now. But when the Spirit of truth comes, he will lead you to the complete truth, since he will not be speaking as from myself, but will say only what is in his heart, and he will tell you of the things to come. He will glorify me, since all he tells you will be taken from what is mine. Everything the Father has is mine. That is why I said, he will tell you what will be taken from what is mine. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
There was a teacher who had rather an unruly class of pupils, small children, in a primary school. And she went in one day and got them all settled, and then over the intercom came a message. Could all teachers go to the staff room? So off she went to the staff room, wondering what it could be about. While she was there, before everyone else arrived, she thought, I'll listen in to what's going on in the classroom on the intercom. And sure enough, there she was, listening to what was coming from the classroom. There was banging, shouting, jumping, screaming going on. So she listened a little bit carefully, thinking, who's doing it? Who would I recognize that might be doing it? And there it was, the little girl. She recognized her voice. So she bent down into the intercom and said, Mary Cleary, sit down. And the whole class went silent. And you heard little voice say, sorry, God, I'm sitting. Mary Cleary won't forgive me for that. I'd like to jog your memories. Let's go back. Who remembers Kavanagh QC? Come on, someone must remember Kavanagh. Right then, right, okay. Let's go back a little bit further. Who remembers Perry Mason? Just the name Perry Mason used to conjure up fear in the prosecutor, didn't it? You know, who's the defense lawyer? Perry Mason. You know. And true to form, either Kavanagh QC or Perry Mason, right at the very end, would always bring out something, would say something that would prove their client innocent. So I'd like to turn that round now and say, what's that got to do with Trinity Sunday? Well, imagine you're in a courtroom. God is the judge. The prosecutor is the Holy Spirit. But the defense lawyer is Jesus. Jesus will take on any case. And the reason he will take on any case and defend them is because he's already paid the ultimate price. If they're going to be defeated, there was no point in Jesus dying on the cross. He's already won the victory. That might sound a bit harsh, so let's soften it a bit. Look at the Trinity as a court of mediation. God is the judge. Jesus is the arbitrator, the one who defends us against the Holy Spirit. Does that sound a bit easier? In today's gospel, Jesus is trying to tell the disciples that he's going to go up to Jerusalem, he'll be prosecuted and he will die. But he will then have ultimate victory at the end because he will conquer death and sin. Apostles, quite rightly, were petrified. And they were thinking, how on earth are we going to go on carrying Jesus' message to all the world if he's going to be killed, die on the cross, and be taken from him? Well, what Jesus was saying to them is, I'll not leave you alone. I'll not forget you. I will send the Holy Spirit to help you. He promised them this because he knew they were weak. He knew they would find it difficult. And he knew they would find it hard to face death and persecution on his behalf. And it's a valid question for today, isn't it? We think, how on earth are we going to pursue what Christ has asked us to? His mission. His mission, don't think about going on a mission to Africa or Polynesia or South America or wherever. The mission that is just outside our door, just outside our church. Our relationship with others, sometimes difficult relationships. But that is our mission. Jesus knew the reality of death, the reality of failure, is something that would tear the strip off anyone, would make that fear very, very real. He promised to send an advocate, someone to speak for them, to guide them, to help them, and to support them. And that advocate was the Holy Spirit. The difference being Jesus was on earth. Jesus was time limited, whereas the Holy Spirit is not time limited. He is everywhere. He's not limited by that earthly bound time and space. How often have you been going through situations in your lives when you find that everything is against you? No matter what you do, everything is stacking up against you. And then suddenly something happens to change things. That little change that helps for you to overcome that difficulty you're facing. The direction might well come from inside your head, a little voice saying, don't do that, or go for it, try that. Even if you're reluctant, that little voice keeps saying, do this, don't do that. Many people might say it's ingenuity. People might say it's coincidence. Other people might say it's genius. But the Holy Spirit is that little voice. He's there to guide you, to support you. Many of those interpretations where they say, that could never have happened, yet it did. And you look back and you think, it was something else working in the world, or in you, or in me, that has changed the way we see things, the way we do things. In the same way today, the Spirit guides the church. He is there supporting his church, even through the difficult things the church is facing, the difficult questions. There's that little voice saying, what would Jesus do in these circumstances? Whether it might be dealing with child abuse scandal, homosexuality in the world and in the church, abortion, capital punishment, all these issues the church faces. But the Holy Spirit is there, guiding his church. So ask yourself today, when you face a problem. Quite often when you come to church, you have a problem and you try to pray about it. Well, when you leave, just ask yourself, what would Jesus do about it? What would he do in these circumstances? And then say to yourself, what does Jesus want me to do about it? Well, there we have the help of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes we just have got to go for it. Change is guided by the Holy Spirit. He helps us to facilitate that change. All we have to do is say, please, Holy Spirit, give me the help and guidance I need to deal with my problems, situations, and problems within myself.